Hello and welcome to Local Enterprise Office Clare Making It Happen podcast. My name is Padraig McIlwee, Head of Enterprise. This podcast series is about our local businesses and how they make it happen every day. This series is produced and presented by Ger Sweeney, who will now introduce one of our local entrepreneurs.
Thanks, Padraig, and in this episode, episode 6, I visit a Lissy Casey-based company called Clare Spring. The company was started by Paul Connellan and his dad, and Paul commences the conversation by telling me about his business.
It was September 09, we were officially opened. We were developers initially, that's what we started off as.
Okay.
In 2007, when the crisis hit, we said we'd look for alternative means. There was always springs on the land here. So what we have here is we have 150 acres of organic certified land. We intended to start off as a local supplier. After looking into it in detail, we learned that in order to survive in this industry, you have to look at Ireland. You can't just look at local basis.
Okay.
So where you are now is actually, this was custom built. The reason you actually have to build, let's say, on site is if you have a spring water, the water can't be touched in any way. It has to literally come out of the ground into the bottle at source in order to keep spring water status.
Okay, so you can't put it into a container, bring it into Ennis or down to Shannon or anywhere like that and bottle it. It has to be done here.
If we were even to tanker it here and bring it into Ennis,
right,
it would lose the spring water status and you would just have to call it still water or sparkling water, whichever.
But so literally it's piped out of the ground or it flows out of the ground,
yeah,
and it comes into where it's bottled.
Correct.
Wow.
So what we would do is we would literally have a large submersible pump and it's down about 1,000 feet.
Right.
The hydrogeologist that was actually here day one, he said it would take 10 years when the rain falls on the ground, it would take 10 years to actually filter down,
right,
at the depth we were pulling the water from. So what we would do is we would literally draw it from there into large storage vessels. And it would run straight into the factory, straight into the containers, which we would ship it out in. So
right,
we use at the moment, it's a mix of large containers for, let's say, office coolers. We would also supply a large range of glass for the hotels, restaurants, etc.
Okay.
And we would also supply plastic bottles, which is, they're becoming untrendy now. So
yes, yeah, yeah. It's amazing how the trends change and, yeah, changes your business.
It is. And what I find in any business, you get trends, right? So at the moment, there's high demand for, let's say, like especially during COVID, for small bottles.
Okay.
Because you take Shannon Airport, for example, they have, let's say, drinking fountains. As it stands, you're not allowed to actually drink from these fountains, mm-hmm, in case someone were to contaminate it.
Yeah.
So they would be looking for single-use bottles. But it's only temporary now during the pandemic. As soon as the pandemic is over, things will return to the way they were going, which is away from single-use plastics and towards more bulk containers.
Okay.
So as a company, that's where we're going. We're basically going towards doing anything that can be considered environmentally friendly. So glass will always be considered environmentally friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic bottles, no.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually trialing a compostable bottle at the moment made from cornstarch. So the difference between this bottle and the plastic is when you're finished with it, you will literally be able to put it into your composter.
All right.
It will biodegrade within a matter of months. It's just the way things are going.
All right. We're sitting here 2.5-3 miles from Lissy Casey.
Yeah, you're 2.5 miles exactly from Lissy Casey.
2.5, and we're looking over the Shannon Estuary.
You are,
and it's a,
yeah,
gorgeous picture. You mentioned that you were 10, almost 11 years. When you were just starting off and you were saying that it takes 10 years for the water to filter down to where you're drilling from, were you looking out the window in your first year on the first rainy day thinking, 10 years' time, we'll be pulling that out of the water?
Yeah.
Were you?
I actually wish now that I could look that far ahead. I have to say now, just being brutally honest, the last 10 years have been a complete blur. Like everything,
really?
It's been a steep learning curve. It is an industry you have to learn on your feet. I'll often say to people as a joke now, just being flippant, that it's the only industry that you have to spend a pound to make a penny, because you're talking about, let's say, huge capital cost,
yeah,
in setup. And when I say now that, let's say, you have to look at Ireland as a whole, you have to look at supplying large volumes in order to make margin to,
yeah,
sustain. But I have to say now, we've enjoyed every bit of it.
Good.
We've got a lot of support.
How many people are working here?
We have 9 people here full time.
Okay.
When I mentioned, let's say, the building industry, they're actually the same people, bar one or two extra that we've
okay.
taken on.
Right.
So what we actually did was we retrained the staff we had, and everything has worked out well. If I were to look at the business in categories, we have split it into 3 categories. So we have the cooler business, which you'd be well familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
We supply, let's say, large container drums, and we would have a direct delivery service. So we do that on a local basis, because those large containers, you would have to take them all back.
Yes.
So you have to be kind of located in around the area in order for it to work. Then we would supply the local shops and the local wholesalers. And a very large amount of our business, which was now, if I have to be honest, it was affected drastically over the pandemic, was we would supply to the luxury hotels throughout the country. And what we do for them is we actually do custom branding for the hotel.
The bottle that I have here that you presented me with
yes.
has no label on it. So that could end up with a Clare Spring Water label, or it could end up with a hotel label on
yeah,
it.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Right. And that's how that works. So a lot of hotels now will give away water complimentary. Instead of a bottle of water, mm-hmm. it becomes advertising for the hotel, mm-hmm. which it's proven very popular.
In your business, is it very regulated? Do you have regular visits from the health board? Are there other agencies that have an interest in how you do your business?
How it works is you have the FSAI. They're the legislative body for the country. They would legislate what criteria you have to meet in order to become a bottled water. You would have, let's say, a spring and mineral, which everyone would be familiar with. Now, to be a spring or mineral water, you're not allowed to treat the water in any way, shape or form. So that's back to what we said there at the beginning. It will come out of the ground on site and go into the bottle. Now, you also have other bottles, which they just call it other water in the legislation.
Okay.
This would be, let's say, where water would require an element of treatment before it would meet criteria. You're still allowed to bottle it, but you're not allowed to use, let's say, words like spring or mineral on the label.
Okay. The difference between spring and mineral?
They're okay. both the same. It's all a matter of whether or not you sign up with the NSAI, which is another legislative body.
Okay.
So you would take, let's say, Clare Spring would be filtered from sandstone rock. So sandstone now would be considered, let's say, very safe in terms of water quality, because it would take the water so long to actually get down to where the water is drawn from,
mm-hmm.
that any impurities that might have been in the water or the rainfall would have filtered out.
Okay.
And then you take limestone.
Limestone,
rock.
Yeah.
Limestone rock then would be hard, impermeable rock, which would have cracks in it. Let's say you were sharing your site beside a farming contractor.
Okay, so you could have a mixture of water and...
You could get contaminants
yeah.
that would get into the spring. You could still have a spring, but you wouldn't actually be able to call it a mineral water, because the composition changed in any way, shape or form, you'd lose that status.
Okay.
So they'd be your two. The HSE would actually monitor everything, let's say, for the FSAI, and it's very strictly monitored, but it's a food product, so you have to basically accept
it's the business, and that's it.
It's the business, yeah.
Right. You talked about when you started that there was a lot of support, or you said there was plenty of supports. Mm. Did your relationship with the local enterprise office in Clare start when you were a developer, or was it when you conceived the idea for Clare Spring?
When we actually set up here day one, Councillor PJ Kelly...
The local man.
The local man,
yeah.
the legend. He found the springs, and he actually used his divining rods.
Oh, really?
If anyone saw us, we were just walking across fields, and you'd be surprised how fit that man is now. He was jumping ditches, and we were basically tracking a line in the ground and marking it out. This was basically day dot. I basically hadn't even drawn a sketch for this place that we're in now. We marked everything out, and we bored our first spring. And that had to be monitored for about 6 months before we could actually see if it was suitable for a bottle of water. Then we set about, let's say, just looking at it. Now, and it was actually only in 2018 that a cousin of mine who got money from the local enterprise office said that she was actually at one of they do a lot of classes now, they subsidized classes, and she was at one of those classes, and they were talking about Clare Spring and the Clare Spring logo, and how they were using it as an example of how to have a simple logo that said what it was you were selling, you know. And she said to me, oh, you should talk to them, they're very nice. So I went in not expecting anything, but incredible service. Immediately I met with Porrick, Finbar. They went through all the different categories. There's capital grants on machinery. You can have a mentor, which will come in. Like we actually here at Clare Spring now, we had a mentor come in just to teach lean principles. So that was basically a man came in who had a lot of experience in refining what you already do and just ways to save money, which when you're a small to medium enterprise...
means a lot.
It means a lot.
Did you learn a lot from that lean project, that lean program?
It was something now that I knew in theory. I knew, I'd read about it. And I was thinking to myself, there's a guy going to come out here and he won't have ever seen this place and this isn't going to be of any value. But the guy that came out was excellent. He actually had worked his way up within a factory and he had learned everything basically the hard way.
Right.
So he actually cut through a lot of things that we were doing here. And
did it change your way of doing business?
Yeah, we've taken on a lot of what he recommended and kept it going. Like, that's something that I would recommend. Like, ever since that now, I'm always monitoring what they have up on their website. Just and you'd be surprised how fast they book out. On top of that now, they also have, let's say, innovation grants if you want to bring out a new product. One of the things now that we actually looked at doing, and it was actually the pandemic sort of accelerated it, we were always looking at bringing out, it's basically a bag and box. It's a way of basically packaging large quantities of water, because we would often get called from households in different counties and they'd say, will you supply us directly or are you supplying anywhere around us? And you see, because we're only supplying hospitality, we wouldn't be able to actually do that. A lot of people are, growing awareness of kind of chlorination in water. The one thing that everyone should know about chlorine, a chlorinated water will kill all bad bacteria in the water. Okay? There's a byproduct in chlorine. It destroys the cells of the bacteria.
Okay.
But the issue with chlorinated water is that it can't differentiate when you drink it. It will also kill all the good bacteria in your body. We would actually get contacted from people. Normally, if they were anywhere close to us, we would supply them with let's say, large container drums to their home. But because now that they would be in, let's say Dublin, for example, we would have no way of getting the drums back.
Back, yeah.
So there's a new concept. It was originally developed for wine, and it was a bag and box.
Yeah.
So I could basically package up these 10-litre boxes of water, and they would have a little tap on the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
And very environmentally friendly. The carbon footprint actually would be 8 times lower than bottled water.
Okay.
This is something now that we accelerated through COVID. I contacted the local enterprise office, submitted a business plan. And the one good thing I have to say, and another serious advantage to the local enterprise office, normally when you have a business idea, you would basically be having a conversation with yourself.
Absolutely.
And you would maybe agree with yourself too many times. that's sort of kind of how we've done it up until now. The beautiful thing now with the local enterprise office I found is you could put your ideas in paper. It's all confidential. Send it in, it would either get a thumbs up or a thumbs down. But I got a call back from Finbar, said that basically, great idea. It was the way forward, also from an environmental perspective. Mm-hmm. They were giving it overwhelming support, and they would then part fund me developing that project.
Lovely.
So it's great, because I said it to him, it meant as much for me to get that kind of validation back as it did to get kind of assistance in purchasing the machine. Because when you're a smaller business, you have a smaller bank account, and you might have a lot of ideas, and you're thinking, right, I can only do one of these ideas, and you never know really which direction you should go in.
Okay.
It was great to actually get it. It's something actually we're going to be rolling out now, let's say this year.
Lovely.
So I've already the machine purchased and just waiting now for it to arrive and get going.
That's great. Now, you said that you really kind of got your head together during the lockdown on that one. Overall, in relation to your business, the hospitality sector is, as you said, you had divided your business into three areas.
Yeah.
The hospitality sector was gone.
Gone.
For 3 months.
Yeah.
You had the shops were still there, but some of the local shops still weren't open, so there would have been maybe a fall off there, maybe not. And of course you have your cooler business. So how did you fare out over the COVID story, really?
It was a daunting time. We got cleared from some places when we were delivering.
Right.
You know, some people would be like, where have you been? leave it by the road and leave, you know.
Right.
So we worked right through it. We would have contacted like the HSES for guidance, etc. There was extra costs, but you had to do it.
Of course.
Even right through the lockdown, people were kind of appreciative of you actually kind of doing your bit.
Okay.
And let's say we were contacted as well by a lot of kind of first responders, nursing homes and hospitals within the county and Limerick. So just close by, just asking would we help them in any way. So we sponsored a lot of 1 liters as well.
Fair play.
For all basically the people that run the front line.
Yeah. Your relationship with the local enterprise office in Ennis and Clare has been obviously a very positive one. It's a new relationship. It's only 2 years old. But would you be where you are today with that? You may not have that new machine. You may not have been able to put your new idea into thoughts. What would you say is the single biggest resource that you have received?
I can say this hand on heart. I would probably not have purchased the machines I purchased.
Right.
Anyone will tell you this in business, you need to be able to diversify. I've seen it here over the last couple of years. There are changes coming. For our industry, I would look at bottled water as always staying where it is. But the packaging it comes in changing. And the reason I'd say that is because I know tap waters and any treated waters, there's more awareness about those and about harmful effects in drinking from them.
Right.
So that people will continue drinking bottled water until such time that that isn't the case. But you can't ignore the environmental consequences of, let's say, too many, single-use bottles.
Yes.
That's the product we were producing. But with the help of the local enterprise office, we were able to kind of take a step back, analyze the business, say, right, we need to start looking at supplying, you know, bulk containers, larger packaging. We can't stay doing single use. We need to veer away from plastic completely. So, like I said, we're trialing a compostable bottle, and we're growing the glass side of the business, and we're reducing the plastic side of the business.
Great.
And as of this year, we'll also be introducing a bag and box system, which will basically enable us to ship to any part of Ireland.
Is there anything that in your short time dealing with the enterprise, the local enterprise office in Clare, that you would like them to do that they don't do? Or is there anything they should do that they're not doing? I know they ask this question of their clients themselves, but it would be nice to hear if there's anything that you have in your head.
No, I actually find they're very receptive. Whenever you contact them, they're very quick to respond. It would be very hard for me to find fault. Even when you ask me to be critical,
I'm not looking for criticism. I'm looking for maybe ideas.
Yeah. But constructive criticism.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
It would be hard for me to find it. They have a very sharp team, and I've had a great experience with them. I've had a very positive experience, and my only regret is that it took me so long to actually realize they were there.
Yes.
Because
did they give out to you for that? Did they kind of say, well, where have you been?
They were saying, what took you so long?
There you go.
You're only 20 minutes out the road. But it's not that they don't advertise. It took me a long time to realize that they were there. But once I found them, we just said, water under the bridge.
You haven't left the office since, have you?
They've been trying to keep me on the other side of the door. It's a very good service.
If there was somebody listening to this who was thinking about branching into a new business or a new venture, and they were going to approach the local enterprise office in Clare, what would you say to them?
I would say, before spending any money at all, put down your ideas, and to go in and meet with them, because they actually they have also funding to explore new ideas.
Like feasibility.
Feasibility studies. Even if it means that you have to go abroad and attend trade shows, etc.
Right.
That can be assisted. When I think of the amount of travelling I did to the UK, etc. Right. Like, it would have been a great advantage.
If you had some support.
Yeah, yeah, it would.
Yeah.
There's a lot of support. I'm not even doing it any credit now. I'm only just talking about the supports I get, but there's a larger array of supports in there.
Paul Conlon, Clare Spring in Lissacacy and farther beyond in County Clare and other places as well. Thank you so much for talking to us today about your experience in business and about your relationship with the local enterprise office in Clare. I wish you well, continued success, and hopefully Clare Spring will be around for another 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Lots of rainfall.
Exactly, unless we get a serious drought.
Indeed.
Sure, thank you.
Paul is just one of the many entrepreneurs that is making it happen on a daily basis, having availed of some of the supports available through the local enterprise office Clare. If you have a business idea, or maybe you're in business already and require some support, Horik McElwee and his team would be more than happy to talk to you. Check out their website at localenterprise.ie/Clare. There are 7 more stories like Paul's in this series, and each one shines a light on a Clare-based business and explains how the local enterprise office has supported them through the years. Please take a listen. Thank you for listening to this episode, and until next time, from me, Ger Sweeney, and everybody at the local enterprise office, Clare, bye-bye.